This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An Israeli assault on Wednesday on Gaza City shuts down medical facilities and kills over two dozen. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday have killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including six children and three women, some of them inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military. Hospital authorities say this second straight night of deadly strikes in the central town of Deir al-Balah and nearby refugee camps come as U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, come together in the Qatari capital Doha for talks trying to push through a long elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel and Hamas had appeared to narrow the gaps in recent days, but obstacles remain. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israel's Defense Force has critiqued the United Nations for failing to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Head of the civilian department at the COGAD, Colonel Elad Goren, spoke from the IDF briefing at Kerem Shalom Crossing.
We urge the UN to increase its logistical capabilities, and that's why just this week 10 empty trucks entered. In total, the UN has brought 26 empty trucks into Gaza. We are almost 9 months from the beginning of the war. 26 trucks. This is all what they brought. Despite all adjustments that we are making, is that the UN are not doing their job.
Israel is ordering all Palestinians to leave Gaza's largest city on Wednesday as bombardment appears to be escalating throughout the enclave. Newly elected British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is making his maiden appearance on the international stage with a strong signal of support for Ukraine as he attends the NATO summit in Washington. After he and other European leaders met American lawmakers, Starmer held private talks Wednesday with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.